This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, welcome to another edition of America Tonight. Or what's happening on the campaign trail, because that's all anyone ever wants to talk about. What rolls out of Washington and washes across this great country? Who better to chat with than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney? Hi, Bob. Hey, Bob, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
You missed my great introduction to you where I said what washes out of Washington is really, I mean, truly, it's the buzz in the backyard, whether everybody's disgusted with it or not. It's all anyone's talking about.
The line went dead, so I'm sorry about that. I like that.
So what's the latest with, I mean, every day there is something new with Donald Trump. What's the latest with Donald Trump? I mean, what is it about Trump? I mean, here's the better question. What is it about Trump that has gotten him to this position that he's in with no political background, certainly backing a lot of different kinds of candidates over the course of his business career? But how has he made this happen?
You know, Kate, I was talking about that to somebody this week. I knew the late James Traficant. He was in Congress. I
served
with him. He used to stand there and say, "Beam me up," you know. You never knew what would come out of Jim's mouth, you know, and things like that. And but you know, Trump beats him. I mean, I've never seen anybody who can survive so many things. The Pontiff, John McCain, you know, all the things that. But I think it's the fact that, not just the fact that there were weak candidates on the other side, and I think very weak candidates, but also I think people are hoping for some type of change, and they are literally willing to set some things aside that are not the regular realm. And the other thing about Trump is, I've heard this many times, people say, well, you know, Bob, yes, he says something, but he's not a politician. He's on the outside. And this is how people really do things in their daily lives and how sometimes they say things. So I don't know. It's, I guess, the reality of him that grabs people.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. There's something about that with Trump, you know, absolutely. Something that is just a little bit contrarian, I suppose, especially when we talk about politics. So do you think now, and we talked about this the other night, do you think now more of the fireworks might be at the Democratic convention in Philadelphia rather than what we thought was going to happen in Cleveland?
Oh, yes. I am watching my friends, many of my friends, come completely unglued. Just on my Facebook, if you look at some of my politicos, I call them, very active, you know, Democratic friends, and some of them are just absolutely either coming unglued at Debbie Wasserman Schultz, or they're becoming unglued at Bernie, you know, himself. I posted something tonight showing some reality of Nevada, and a lady said, "Oh, those are Trump spies causing all this." I said, no, this is actually going on in the Democratic side. So I think that it's dangerous, and for the Democratic side, Kate, because something's got to give. It's getting to the point where I can see where it's not going to be easily repairable.
Yeah. I agree. Not easily repairable.
Not
absolutely. No. The other question I have is, and certainly, you know, you spent some time in the Middle East, but wow, how crazy with yet another plane missing, this time this Egypt Air disappearance, and they're talking about that it could be terrorism.
Yes, you know, this morning I was doing some stations for Ellen Ratner, and so I listened, you know, attentively way early this morning to a few panels, and there were some, you know, really people that were experts, and so I thought early on the way they were talking, the age of the plane, the way it turned to the left, went 360 degrees, et cetera, that, you know, something most likely either blew it up or blew up from the inside. There were also three Egyptian marshals on that plane. We would call them air marshals, which was they considered a little bit different. Why three of them? What was, you know, the cargo of the plane, or, you know, somebody on the plane? So I don't know what happened, whether it was shot or blown up from inside, but I think it surely looks like terrorism. And, you know, this is going to continue. You hear reports of ISIS has weakened, and this stuff's going to continue for a long, long time, because ISIS will, I don't know if it's ISIS or not, but if it is, you know, they'll continue to strike back.
Yeah, boy, absolutely. That is the truth. No question about that. And then we have this, and we talked about this too, the short list for Donald Trump on who would be the Supreme Court, his Supreme Court nominee, but forget all that. And as you said, I mean, my gosh, you know, let's take one step at a time, basically. So there's no chance that Obama's going to get anyone through at this point?
No, I thought for sure in my mind, I was thinking that the White House would mount such pressure on the senators that were vulnerable. There's five senators, including my senator from Ohio, Rob Portman. And I thought they would mount enough pressure on them that they would have to go to Mitch McConnell. You know what I think has really hurt the White House? All of this, all the news with Trump and Sanders and Clinton and, you know, the airplane, things like that. I think all of this news has just kind of taken that issue and it's not focused on. So I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think there's any chance now.
Yeah, I don't think so either. All right, Bob Ney, I know it's been a long one for you. We appreciate you hanging late with us,
thank
and we'll talk
so
to you again. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.
What a team player, the former congressman, doing stuff for Ellen in the morning and then hanging late with us. And so you heard what he had to say. I love his comparison to Jim Traficant and how he really was just sort of an oddity in a way, but people could not stop watching him when he would, you just never knew what was going to happen. And Donald Trump, same thing, we just never know what's going to happen. One thing we do know is that now they're saying the scenarios, the possibility is, in fact, that it was terrorism for that Egypt Air Flight 804. They're not, you know, they're not saying that it's a definite at this point, but they're alluding to the possibility of it. So again, it's missing. They found debris in the water, but they're saying that it was said to be from the plane, and then it was said it was not from the plane. So they're trying to, I think, determine which it is at this point. And they're trying to come up with these different scenarios. I mean, you know, the latest developments are that the pilots had been identified as Mohammed Shuker and Mohammed Asim, and Shuker was the captain, Asim was the first officer, and then the head flight attendant was Mervat Mohammed. Maintenance checks have been done on the plane. There were no snags. They checked the passenger manifest. So far, no hits on the terror watch list. So, you know, they're looking at this thing and shaking it all over the place and they can't find where a leak is. But the radio silence and this flight is more than troublesome, to say the least. But what happened to the plane? I hope this is going to be another case of, oh, we're going to search the seas forever, and then finally something's going to wash up, and we're going to nail that and say, yeah, that definitely belongs to it. I mean, planes just don't fall out of the sky for no reason, especially at 3,700 feet. Hang with us. Justin Danhoff is next.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, hey out there, Kate Delaney hanging with you on America Tonight as we motor through another interesting week, needless to say. And also, obviously, with what's on the horizon, we just talked about with Bob, and then, of course, you know, the heading into the weekend, the mystery of the Egyptian air flight has people buzzing about, because what's the answer to that? And the answer is, you know, we want to know what, you know, is this ISIS, is this, again, somehow them getting their claws into a flight and into a way to, you know, absolutely, again, just wreck a ton of lives. You know, it's that old theory of the 6 degrees of separation, meaning, so you have the victims of the flight and then who they're connected to and the people on the other side, and you know, just a sad situation all the way around, unless, again, it's some kind of rogue pilot or some kind of error so far, they can't, they're not pinning it on that. And they've intensified that search, as I mentioned, for the debris. So far, at least the U.S. officially types who are on the scene say no explosion was detected by satellites. And, you know, they can't. The former NTSB chair is saying that the Egyptian air crash could be a lesson. So they're just scrutinizing everything they possibly can, and they're not, you know, we've had these some of these major incidents, but they're not really sure. I mean, the plane, it looks like the plane turned sharply, fell 23,000 feet, and that at least they can say, but no explosion's been detected. So, you know, really, really strange kind of deal there. All right, I like to call this segment Odds and Ends, and we're hoping to talk to my pal Justin Danoff, who's been on quite a bit and had just a huge day once again. And, of course, the reason why is because of what they've been able to do as far, or what he's been able to do. I call it a good disruption, I guess, is the way to put it. And, you know, when I say that, he's the guy that's questioning these CEOs on different policies. And this is now something that the director of Free Enterprise, the Free Enterprise Project, has been really going after. He was in Atlanta. He was at the Home Depot shareholder meeting. And, you know, here we go about this religious freedom was on our minds. We wanted to know from the Home Depot CEO, how is it that he could align Home Depot with Georgia Prosper's, a corporate coalition in opposing religious liberty? So Justin went after him, you know, with questioning him, and said, you know, what did he say back? You know, we don't support discrimination. We don't support discrimination. And they're hoping that, you know, this religious, certainly we know this, how much religious freedom hangs in the balance in the end. This confusing part, the Free Exercise Protection Act that Governor Nathan Deal vetoed, remember the bill, at the end of March. So there's been a wild tug of war. And if you remember, Danoff has confronted others. He confronted Tim Cook from Apple and Mark Benioff of Salesforce, who oppose religious freedom, and other corporate types who might be signing up to oppose certain social and political liberties, but not even realizing what the facts are. And it's, you know, fascinating to me to see where this all ends up. Because he's so right, where there seems to be this confusion over what it actually means. This is so something's passed, and yet nobody understands really what it is. That sounds so familiar, doesn't it? We're not really sure. We're not really sure what it means, but we're just going to say we oppose it or we're for it. But we don't know really what we're telling our people. So again, it's one of those stories that, I mean, I just absolutely love. That's why we've had him on a couple of times, because of this project of saying, okay, so you're the CEO of this huge company. You're at a shareholder, you're at a shareholder meeting, and you're espousing a law that you're not really well versed in as to what that means you're representing. And I love it. I love that he's calling these guys on the carpet to say, which is it, you know? All right, I want to seg into this too. Like I said, it's odds and ends. The Fox News did a poll, and they showed that voters trust Trump on the economy, Clinton on foreign policy, and nuclear weapons. So how about that? So they trust Trump to do a better job than her, but on the economy. And Clinton is tops in other areas. However, the issue that I think most of us are the most concerned about is the economy. Jobs, futures, colleges, kids, leveraging, retirement. I mean, you know, what's happening with the economy, and how is it crippling the middle class? Where is the middle class? I would say if we were to rank the top issues, I mean, and this is a great question for all of you. You may not agree with me, and I agree with this poll. I think the economy is number one. The furiousness over banks, too big to fail, that we bailed out, and the lack of regulation for some of the ridiculous things banking-wise that continue to happen to us. The misrepresentation of the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, and what it's done to small businesses and what it's done to the owners of those businesses who were actually providing, in many cases, better health care for the people who worked for them. And then now the health care coverage isn't as good, and it's in many cases costing more, and is frustrating the snot out of, I can't tell you how many business people I know who have flat out told me that their employees have had to pay more. They have no choice in the matter because it was, they were forced to do. And it's not as great of coverage. They're forced to go to someone they don't even know or some other scenario. And it's really the middle class that gets smashed over the head with this. I would absolutely say the economy is beyond tops on most of America's list for some of the reasons that I just said. Lack of opportunities, you know, we could go on and on. What's happening to some of those jobs that went overseas, and will they come back? And, you know, again, Trump has laid some of the groundwork for that, so it's not surprising that in a poll he would come up in that area much, much stronger. I mean, much, much stronger than Hillary Clinton. The 60 Minutes from the last weekend, they did a long piece on Morley Safer. In fact, they dedicated the whole show to Morley Safer about his career. It was kind of, I mean, it wasn't kind of, it was fascinating how he was, you know, this war correspondent and how his career took shape and how he ended even up at 60 Minutes. And now, here it is just a few days later, and it comes out that Morley Safer, who retired just a week ago after 52 years at CBS, unheard of, you'll never see that again anywhere, has died. He was 84 years old. I mean, a fixture at CBS, how strange is that? So just a week after retiring, the guy hardly ever took any kind of long breaks, you know, and it was just a few days ago where he tweeted out, "It's been a wonderful run, and I want to thank the millions of people who have been loyal to our 60 Minutes broadcast. Thank you." And then they, like I said, they had this tribute because his career, he had the longest run ever on primetime television, and now here he is, pronounced dead. And it might have been a shock, I think, to some people. All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way next.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dorey, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
I just talked about him in our last segment a little bit, talking about Justin Danhof and the fact that he is I call him the king of confrontation, but king of confrontation in a good way, as he, you know, is not suffering these fools for their misinterpretation or their lack of trying to step around what's really not being said. And, you know, of course, we're talking about this whole religious freedom deal. And today it was all about, you know, Thursday was all about Home Depot. He is dogged. He is determined. And he was dragging himself down to Atlanta to go to the Home Depot shareholder meeting. So without further ado, he's in our virtual green room. I think we had to give him some no-dose. He's the director of the Free Enterprise Project, Justin Danhof. Hey, Justin, how are you?
Hey, I'm great, Kate. Thanks for having me on.
So let's hear what that was like. What was the reaction when you questioned the Home Depot CEO?
Yeah, so this was an interesting one. So for those who don't know, Home Depot is part of a group called Georgia Prospers, which is a new group. It's a business coalition, and it's kind of interesting. They are, you know, like I said, they're a new organization, business coalition in the state of Georgia, and they really made the news primarily for being the biggest lobbying organization against Georgia's attempt to pass a religious freedom restoration law in the state, which was, of course, quite successful. Within a matter of days after the Georgia state legislature passing a religious freedom law, the governor there, Republican, last name of Beal, Nathan Beal, he vetoed the bill. And all in the media reports, Home Depot was listed as one of the primary members of this group, Georgia Prospers. So I go down to the meeting and I explain to the CEO, look, first of all, you and Georgia Prospers are completely wrong about what Georgia's religious freedom law was about. You are completely wrong about the way that it would have treated individuals in the state of Georgia. And I don't think that this aligns with the company values that Home Depot espouses. So, in our opinion, at the Free Enterprise Project, you should probably disassociate from this group, Georgia Prospers, because it doesn't speak to who Home Depot is as a company or claims to be. And it was very interesting. The CEO sat there, blank-faced and just said, we will not be involved in discrimination. I said, okay, so you support religious freedom then. You're going to leave Georgia Prospers. They're not who you are. And he just repeated his same message. We're not involved in anything to do with discrimination. And then they cut off my microphone. And so over the silence, I just yelled, well, your answer is a joke. Because, of course, the religious freedom bill in Georgia had nothing to do with it, which I think that there is a couple trends when it comes to these corporations that, whether it's with the religious freedom issue in Georgia, whether it's with the ridiculous bathroom issues in North Carolina, I think there's two types of corporations these days when it comes to those who sign up to oppose our liberty. I think there are those like Apple and their CEO, Tim Cook, or Salesforce, who's really vocal, and their CEO, Mark Benioff, who actually do oppose these liberties. And they're vocal about it, and they're the ones who they write the op-eds and they make the phone calls to other CEOs. And then I think their CEOs and companies like Home Depot today, where I don't think their CEO had ever heard what a religious freedom law in Georgia actually does. He was just told by the activist group Georgia Prospers and their leaders what they claim laws like this do, and he signed up. He never did any research. It was obvious to me. And he didn't have anyone else in his organization do research. And if they did, they certainly never got it to the CEO's attention. So Home Depot is, one of the biggest companies in Georgia, and they are aligned with this anti-religious freedom movement. And it's clear the CEO has no idea why. And I think that speaks to the fact that companies aren't getting educated on these issues by the free market and the conservative movement, but they are getting educated by on these issues by the leftists and the activists. Because if the CEO believed in what Home Depot signed up for at all, at the very least, he could regurgitate what the talking heads on MSNBC have to say about it, which, while it's dishonest and repugnant, at least they have something to say about it. When you can't defend your actions at all, other than with a stone-faced statement saying we don't support discrimination, well, you don't know what you support then, because you're not educated on the issues. And so I think that today was interesting and depressing that we learned that there's a lot of corporations that are probably just signing up for this. But it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity that we need to do a little bit better, unfortunately, in educating CEOs, government relations folks, and the like at the corporate level about these kind of laws, because they're clearly not getting the education elsewhere. And the activists have their ear at the moment. And if they're going to bend to the will of the activists and issue education on the issue, maybe we need to step in a little bit earlier in some cases like this.
Wow. So after this experience, which I love the description, what's next? Who's next on the agenda?
So who's next is to speak with the Salesforce CEO, Mark Benioff. Like I said, we've talked privately with a few other corporations, and it's come to our attention that you know, when you see 130 companies line up against Georgia's religious freedom bill, or 290 companies oppose North Carolina's HB2 law, we're learning more and more that it's actually other activist CEOs such as Tim Cook at Apple and Mark Benioff at Salesforce that are convincing other corporations with, you know, obviously, like I said, dishonest information and dishonest to sign up and oppose these laws or these policies. And so, you know, I already talked with Tim Cook at Apple this year. We're going to talk and make a big stink with Mark Benioff at Salesforce. And we're also going to be talking with a few of the bigger players in the retail business, because it's a lot of follow the leader. So we're going to be talking with Target, who's come under a lot of fire, and rightfully so, about the whole North Carolina bathroom issue. And then Walmart, because they are the biggest retailer in the United States, and they have lined up against state-level religious freedom as well. And so I think it's important to talk to those corporate leaders who are convincing other corporations to sign up and put their own money and their investors' money up, which is not the duty of a CEO of a different company to tell another publicly traded company to risk its money by signing up for something, especially with misinformation. And, you know, a lot of business, as I said, is follow the leader. So if we can talk to some of the top retailers at Walmart and at Target about what they're up to, we can hopefully, you know, stem the tide with some of the other retailers who would simply follow their lead.
Yeah, wow, fascinating stuff. We'll be watching. I'm sure we're going to talk to you again soon in the near future. Thanks for hanging late with us. We appreciate it, Justin.
Thanks, Kate. Have a great night.
All right, again, Justin Danhoff, and I love it. I love the idea, especially as he said, what the response is from the Home Depot CEO and the fact that they're aligned with Georgia Prospers, and they have no idea that basically it's a corporate coalition that opposes religious liberty legislation, or at least they're saying that anyway. And, you know, what do they say? Well, you know, we don't support discrimination, and that's it. Then they just try to basically quell what's happening with Justin Danhoff, and he is a very good disruptive force, I think, for showing us, when you peel back the layers, it's never quite what it seems, and they're not necessarily used to that. Not looking for somebody to poke a hole in what they're supporting, or what they're pretending they're not supporting, or what they frankly maybe don't even know they're supporting, which could be equally just as bad. You know, on this show, we take you to the movies, because what would the weekends be if you couldn't chillax from the nonsense and the noise around you? And every once in a while, there's a good movie to take the kids, the grandkids, or hang out with your posse. Will this be the week that one of them piques your interest? I can already tell you, we have a sequel up to bat. We also have a movie based on a popular app. There's a big hint for you. Think birds and think, well, not pleasant birds. That's next here on America.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bspa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I like to see you right across the floor. I like to do the things to you, California. I like to reggae, but you dance bad for me. I like to make my
All right, thanks for hanging with us here on the show. You know, we do that thing where we put our feet back sometimes when we go to an empty theater. I don't know if the theaters are going to be empty for some of what's coming up, but I know there was interest. It's amazing when an app, a game, is so popular that you can turn it into a movie. And, of course, we've seen this before, and it's worked. If it's popular, if it's trending, then there's a great chance that it could explode, let's say. So, first movie up that we're taking you to in this cheap movie review, hope you like the popcorn, is Angry Birds.
Ow!
Horrible.
Mr. Red, there seems to be a recurring issue here.
Anger. Am I a passionate bird?
Oh.
Yes, but why does it matter that we're not the same?
Look, Bobby, the anger might be contagious.
He started it.
Hey, something's coming!
Greetings! I am a pig.
What's a pig?
Show them how we do it.
How you doing?
Is that what I think it is?
You think
those are fragile, right? Not yours.
You are making our guests feel unwelcome,
and you're not asking basic questions. Well, this just got awkward.
Doesn't anyone see what's going on here? The whole world is in danger,
and it's up to us to stop them.
Fire!
Oh my god.
Anyone knows what these pigs are up to? It's Mighty Eagle.
It's Mighty Eagle's Lake of Wisdom! Get out of there! Don't spit in his mouth! No, don't spit in his mouth!
Oh, don't swallow it.
Wow. It's him.
Horrible turn of events. Horrible.
I fear this movie is going to tank. Bill Hader's in it. Jason Sudeikis. I mean, the voices. Josh Gad. Danny McBride. Maya Rudolph. Peter Dinklage, you know him from the Game of Thrones. And I actually like all those people. It's 97 minutes long. It's PG. It's based on the app, like I said. I read one review. Jesse Hasinger from the AV Club wrote, "The Angry Birds movie is infuriatingly unfunny." And he talks about the fact that they break into these ultra slow motion minutes for moments of slapstick with slowed down vocals, but they do it several times, like four times in the movie, and he says it's ridiculous. It would be like doing a pratfall over and over again, and that it's just not funny. There's only so much voice actors can do to juice up animated gags, and he says the screenplay matches the comic-heavy cast, but it just doesn't hang, that the movie dialogue's too generic, all that kind of stuff. So pretty much tanks it. I've read some other reviews. I don't know that it's going so well this time at the movies. Sometimes it doesn't work. All right, this may find an audience. The first one was funny, a little bit. It can be a little on the crude side, but there were a lot of funny moments in it. The idea that this couple just wanting to have a nice, quiet life with their new baby are all of a sudden in the neighborhood next to a frat house. It was called Neighbors. This is the second part of that. This time it's the sorority girls, and it's Neighbors 2.
I feel so close to you right now.
Welcome to Phi Lambda.
Hi, what are you doing? We don't hit joints in here.
Your parties must suck.
No, we don't throw parties here. In the United States, sororities are not allowed to throw parties in their own houses. Only frats can.
This is a sexist and restrictive system.
We're going to start a sorority that can party the way that we want to.
What's the name of our sorority?
Kappa. Kappa Nu.
We are the first sorority that can party.
Who are a sorority, Kappa Nu.
We're never going to sell our house to the sorority living next door.
What are we going to do?
Maybe it's not that bad.
Girls are usually quiet. They don't really take hard drugs. And they're much smarter.
Oh, no. I killed a girl.
I'm a pig here, Kappa Nu!
We need somebody who can relate to stupid young people.
Hey, neighbors, let's shut this down.
Good disguises, everyone.
You look like a psychopath.
A clown, man. People love clowns.
Stop doing that.
They're trying to dismantle our sorority.
I got an idea. We go with the airbag truck.
That's not going to work.
If it worked with guys, why won't it work for girls?
Those guys are idiots.
We'll call the cops without a phone.
Give us that back!
No!
Oh.
What the?
It's called a cord, dumbass.
Give old people food.
Those girls are out of control.
Get away from me!
They're using their sexuality as a weapon.
Someone help me!
Get out of here, animal!
This isn't working! You're only making them sexier!
Understand that there's no I in sorority.
There's two, actually.
There's just one.
No, that's a Y.
No, in the middle.
That's an O.
S-O-R-O-I-T-I-T-Y.
Sorority?
That's how you spell it.
You think the titty is silent?
Stop it! Stop it!
All right, so this time it's the girls. Might find an audience. Did well the first time around. I wouldn't be surprised by that. Last one, the nice guys.
It's my husband. He's gone missing.
Missing?
I'm terribly worried. It's just Fred's never been gone this long before.
How long has he been missing?
Since the funeral.
Well, let's start right away.
You're a private investigator?
My profession is very complicated, okay? It's nuanced.
That's a lot of blood.
You beat people up and charge money?
Yeah. Sad, isn't it?
How much would you charge to beat up my friend Janet?
What?
How much you got?
$30?
That's good. This conversation is over.
The mob is trying to spread its operation to Los Angeles. Somehow, my daughter Amelia is involved. Please, find her.
Seen this girl?
What's in it for me?
Oh, we can do this the easy way.
Ow!
We're currently doing it the easy way.
Whatever happened to offering me $20?
It's the recession. This is a high-profile case.
Made the newspapers.
Where is Amelia?
What the hell's going on?
Oh, you know, there's a guy coming to kill us. That kind of crap.
Hey, can you behave like a professional?
I'm sorry.
She's in danger, man. We have to do something about it.
She's dead.
She's not dead. Ah, oh, not dead!
Why do you think everyone involved with this case is dying? This is not you. You're not a murderer.
You just killed three people.
I know, but I'm saying deep down.
Look, if you come in here, you beat up on me. It's part of the job, I accept it. But what did you do? You pissed me off.
Before we go solving the crime of the century, let's do
it. Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe, enough said. That might hit the mark. Could be good streaming-wise, anyway. The Nice Guys could top the box office. In fact, my selection is The Nice Guys or...
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.